life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's tattooed blue, he will make you brand new. If you don't like it, fuck you.
Okay, everybody. We're not all right today, but we are okay. How y'all doing? Welcome back to another one. Today we have a very special episode. Some of you may have noticed, I'm assuming anyone who's listening to this noticed, that on Facebook I posted a thing, a little sort of a contest-y type thing. And I told people to make with the pioneer names and to be thereby entered to not only be a part of Helpful Snowman history, but, you know, just history. Also to be eligible to win a fabulous prize, TBD, to be, designed, determined, and invented. But it'll show up. I'm pretty confident it'll show up. So here's the situation. Got a little, simulator. Apple IIe emulation going on. And what I figured we would do is you and me would travel the Oregon Trail together. So I've got the Oregon Trail loaded up here, and we're going to take a ride together. But who's going to be on the trail? Because too many of you applied to be, you know, if I'm like the boss of the trail, I guess, too many of you turned in applications for me to have everyone be on the trail. Which is not how I imagined it go. I don't know why people would go on this Oregon Trail. It's like, hey, we want to see if there's a trail to get from this horrible life we have now to a very similar horrible life somewhere else in the world. I mean, it's got to be the fucking same, right? It's not like today where, you know, you're like, I like Dallas, but I think Seattle's more my style, so I'll just get on a plane and be there in 3 hours. It's like, well, I may not even make it there to Oregon, and it's going to be pretty much the fucking same. They're all going to have a bunch of trees and a saloon where somebody gets shot every fucking night. But hey, lots of you applied. I'm glad to hear that. I was talking about the Oregon Trail, or the Lewis and Clark, I guess, which I don't think is the Oregon Trail. I'm not super clear on that. Did you guys know about that guy who was with them named York? He's like a black guy who traveled with Lewis and Clark. Well, I should say that he was a slave of Lewis or Clark, you know, and he had to go with them. I think if you're a slave, you probably don't get a choice, right? Lewis or Clark's just like, hey, guess what? Slave, you're coming, and you're going to carry all my shit. You know, and I was reading up about him on the good old Wikipedia, and the best part was it said something about, like, there are some indications that York was resistant to resuming his original slave life after they came back to the States, you know? It's like, yeah, no fucking shit. I mean, it would probably suck to be, to me it would suck balls to be out in the wilderness, like, surviving. And he's always pictured, first of all, I saw a statue of York, and he's, like, ripped as fuck, man. He's got fucking biceps. He would win a Mr. Universe, for sure. No question that he would absolutely win a Mr. Universe. A Mr. Northwest Passage, for sure. I mean, who's gonna... The only competition he'd have is, like, a bear. And I don't mean a burly gay man. I mean, like, an actual murderous bear. But, you know, I was... Of course... I mean, why... If I was York and I was like, you could be enslaved or live in the woods, I don't know. He seemed like a capable woodsman. I would think by the time you traveled across the entire country and back, and then they're like, so listen... We're thinking you could go back to doing some, you know, cotton picking, whatnot. You cotton picking slave. And he'd, I don't know. I could see why he might be like, hey, maybe a little credit here. Jesus Christ, you put that sack of Jawea bitch on a gold dollar. The least you could do is not make me work in a field and chop half of my foot off so I don't try to run away anymore. That's York. Look up York. Ripped statue. If I ever have a statue made of me, I want a statue like that. He's got like a gun and he's holding a fish that he caught and he's got a sleeveless shirt on, unbuttoned to the waist. He's like a pirate. A black ripped pirate with a gun. So what I have to do, I have, half a dozen little more names here. So we got to pick who's going to be on our trail. So if you're one of the lucky people picked, congratulations. But you have to survive the trail in order to win a fabulous prize, okay? So in order to collect your fabulous prize, you must survive. So let me just fire this up here. The Oregon Trail. So we can choose to travel the trail, learn about the trail, see the Oregon Top 10, or turn the sound off. Why would I turn the sound off? I would never do this in my regular life, but let's quickly learn across the trail, or about the trail. Okay. Try taking a journey by covered wagon across 2,000 miles of plains, rivers, and mountains. I like that. It's like, oh, here we go. On the plains, you will slosh your oxen through mud and water-filled ruts, or will you plod through dust 6 inches deep? Okay. I was going to say I didn't think the plains sounded so bad. Rivers and mountains sounded tough, but plains? They're plain. Nothing much going on, but I guess there's mud and water-filled ruts or dust 6 inches deep. That doesn't seem so problematic. How will you cross the rivers? If you have money, you might take a ferry, if there is a ferry. Or you can ford the river and hope you and your wagon aren't swallowed alive. Yeah, guess which choice I'm doing, okay? I'm not just paying some asshole to take me across the river. What the fuck does he know? What about supplies? Well, if you're low on food, you can hunt. And you better fucking believe I'll be doing that. You might get a buffalo. You might. And there are bear in the mountains. There are bear. Okay. Not bears. Bear. This, by the way, was, I think, supposed to be an educational game, you know, but it's got a sentence like, you might get a buffalo, dot, 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 you might. I don't think that's grammatically remotely close. This was like in every classroom, this game. That's why this game has such appeal, you know, because every kid played this. I think there was something where teachers were fooled into thinking that this was like not a game. They were like, oh, this is like learning about crossing the country. The kids figure out how tough it is. This is incredible. At the Dulles, you can try navigating the Columbia River, but if running the rapids with a makeshift raft makes you queasy, better take the Barlow Road. Okay, so you can take the river or the road. I think I remember taking the river, because if I remember correctly, the road's just more the same, and the river is like a video game where you actually get to do things and dodge things. If for some reason you don't survive, your wagon burns, or thieves steal your oxen, or you run out of provisions, or you die of cholera, don't give up. Try again and again until your name is up with the others on the Oregon Top 10. Oh, and I can use these colors to adjust your monitor or television. How would you even play this on your television? Well, the orange, green, blue, and violet look to be the colors they're supposed to be. So I guess these shitty washed out colors are the appropriate colors. Oh, I can turn the sound on and off. This turned from facts about Oregon quickly into game instructions. Okay, so that's learn about the trail. Oregon Top 10. We got on there. Oh, just a bunch of assholes. Okay, Richard Escobar has played this quite a bit, I guess. These must be real people. Would you like to see how points are earned? I'll say why. Your most important resource is the people you have with you. Well, we'll see about that based on this party. You receive points for each member of your party who arrives safely. You receive more points if they arrive in good health. Okay, so not only do they have to survive, which is kind of what I figured it would turn out to be, but they have to be healthy. So if you're in good health, you get 500 points. Fair is 400. Poor is 300. Very poor is 200. Now, I don't really think it's about... I mean, I'm... call me old school, okay? But most of the games I play, points don't really matter. I mean, there were points in Mario Brothers. I don't think they did shit. The resources you arrive with will help you get started in the new land. You receive points for each item you bring safely to Oregon. I don't care about that. You receive points for your occupation in the new land. More farmers and carpenters were needed than bankers, so you receive double points upon arriving in Oregon as a carpenter, and triple points for arriving... Oh, okay. So this is why, because at the beginning you get to choose, and I was always the banker, because he had the most money. All right. Guys, let's get it on. One, enter, travel the trail. So many kinds of people made the trip to Oregon, and I may be a banker from Boston, who is the one I always was, because he has the most fucking money, so you can buy all the shit you need. Not including a slave named York to actually help. I can be a carpenter from Ohio. I don't really care for Ohio. It's a shit state. I'm going to skip that. I can be a farmer from Illinois. Or four, find out the differences between these choices. Well, let's see what the difference is. It's not easy, but if you're a banker, you'll have more money. Yeah, no fucking shit you'll have more money because you rob the bank and just go to Oregon, right? I mean, can't you just disappear? At this is covered wagon days, so if, you know, you rob the bank, and it takes them 8 days to figure out you robbed the bank because they have no fucking records, then you just take off, get in your wagon. I mean, what are they going to do, chase you down? They don't know where you are. You're in goddamn Oregon. You might as well be on the moon. If someone robbed the bank and was like, he's hiding on the moon, we'd be like, well, fuck him. I guess we're screwed. Let's see. However, the harder you have to try, the more points you deserve. Therefore, the farmer earns the greatest number of points and the banker earns the least. Okay, so we get the least number of points. But I don't give a shit. Because you know what? This is my fantasy and I want money. So we're a banker from Boston. All right, so now I have to pick the party. So here we go. I'm going to pull a name out here at random. Let's see. We have Jane. Jane, you're going to be our wagon leader. Congratulations. Jane is not a pioneer. Well, it is a pioneer name and a standard today name. So she kind of lucked out. All right, let's see who else is going to be in our party today. Oh, let's see. It looks like we've got Nikki, a.k.a. Jebediah. Who's next? We've got Katie, a.k.a. Mabel, which is a good name. When I first read it, I thought it said Marble. And I was like, is a girl named that? And I was like, I don't know. That's not the craziest girl name I've ever heard, right? It's not much different than anything else. All right, let's go for another. Let's see. We've also got, Travis, who chose his names as Jamal. And when that was questioned, whether that was a good pioneer name, went to Malikwe. Malik? I don't know what that is. But Travis it is. And finally, our final traveler today is Martin, a.k.a. Joshua. All right, this is a good male-to-female ratio. I think we've got a good chance of making it. We've got Jane, Nikki, Katie, Travis, and Martin. So good luck to all of you. We'll see who survives. Are these names correct? Why enter? Going back to 1848... All right, guys, get excited. Because it is now 1848. By my calculation, that's over 500 years ago. Our jumping off place for Oregon is Independence, Missouri. We must decide which month to leave. March, April, May, June, July, or 6. Ask for advice. I know what the advice is going to say. It'll be like, if you leave too late, you're going to travel in the winter. But if you leave too early, you'll be traveling in the winter. So, I don't know. I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to go to April, because we don't want to miss March Madness. I'm sure the Missouri fucking Indian Killers, our best basketball team, are going to do pretty good this year. Before leaving, you should buy equipment and supplies. You have $1,600 in cash, but you don't have to spend it all now. Alrighty? So we're going to go to Matt's General Store. Really got creative with the name, didn't they? Matt. Hello, I'm Matt. So you're going to Oregon. I can fix you up with what you need. Now, Matt, I want you to picture what you think Matt looks like. Just take a second. He is a bald man with glasses and a mustache, a pipe, a bow tie, and an apron. And he's wearing like a long sleeve white shirt with those little garter belts around the sleeves. You know, like he's dealing fucking blackjack in the back all day. So we need a team of oxen to pull the wagon and clothing for both summer and winter. Plenty of food, ammunition for your rifles, spare parts for your wagon. So we have to buy oxen, food, clothing, ammunition, and spare parts. So let's start with our oxen here. How many of those would I like to buy? There are two oxen and a yoke. I recommend at least three yoke. I charge $40 a yoke. How many yoke do you... God, yoke, enough with this yoke bullshit. I know nothing about oxen. I mean, this one looks shitty to me. But he recommends three, so I'm going to get four, because I am a fucking banker. Okay, Matt? Alright, so now let's buy some food. Now, I usually tend to go a little light on the food, because, you know, we can just hunt for food later, right? Now, Matt recommends we take 200 pounds of food for each person in your family. I see that you have five people in all. You'll need flour, sugar, bacon, and coffee. My price is 20 cents a pound. How many pounds of food do you want? Oh my god. Alright, I see why this turned into learning. Alright, well, here's the situation. Five people, 200 pounds for each person. Holy Christ. So that's like 1,000 pounds. But I'm going to assume that at least one person is going to die. So that takes us down to 800. And I'm going to say two will die. So let's go 600. Or no, 550, because we'll pick up plenty of shit on the way. Excellent. Clothing. All right. You'll need warm clothing in the mountains. I recommend taking at least two sets of clothes per person. Each set is 10. No, we're not doing that. I'll take five sets of clothes, one for each of us, okay? You guys are not going to be picking up chicks on the road. You're not going to be wearing different shoes depending on which town, which bullshit, shitty western town we're headed into. So you're on your own. Ah, ammunition. Let's see. I sell ammunition in boxes of 20 bullets. Each box costs $2. How many do you want? I will just hit 99, because that's as many as it will let me do. And so far, we've spent more on ammunition than any other item. Finally, spare parts. It's a good idea to have a few spare parts. Here are the prices. Wagon wheel, wagon axle, and wagon tongue. Wagon tongue, that's gross. How many extra wheels? Four. You can only carry three wagon wheels. Well, fuck you, then. Three. How many axles? Three? Can I take three? How many tongues? Nine. You can only carry three. All right, three. What the fuck is a wagon tongue? All right. We haven't even spent all of our money yet. But you know what? I'm set. Matt. Well, then, you're ready to start. Good luck. You have a long and difficult journey ahead of you. Thanks, asshole. Jesus Christ, why wouldn't you say that the other way around? You have a long and difficult journey ahead of you. Good luck. Fuck off, Matt. All right, now loading the wagon. Just about ready to go here. Yeah! April 1st, 1848, son. Here we go. The weather's cool, our health is good, the pace is steady, and the rations are filling. So we have options now. We can continue on the trail, check our supplies, look at the map, change pace, change food rations, stop to rest, attempt to trade, talk to people, and buy supplies. This is a little trick for you gamesters out there, okay? Step one, change the pace. Our current pace is steady. We can, however, up it to a steady pace, or a strenuous pace, or a grueling pace. Now let's hit four and find out what these different paces are. Steady. You travel about 8 hours a day, taking frequent rests. You take care not to get too tired. Okay. So that's about how I go at work. I'd say I'm steady. 8 hours a day, frequent rests. Try not to get too tired out. Okay? Strenuous. You travel about 12 hours a day, starting just after sunrise and stopping shortly before sunset. You stop to rest only when necessary. You finish each day feeling very tired. Sounds pretty reasonable to me. I mean, this is supposed to be hard. Matt said it was a difficult journey. Grueling. You travel about 16 hours a day, starting before sunrise and continuing until dark. You almost never stop to rest. You do not get enough sleep at night. You finish each day feeling absolutely exhausted, and your health suffers. All right. Grueling pace it is. I'm the boss of this wagon. I will decide. Here's the other thing, guys. Food rations, okay? We can be filling, large and generous meals. Meager, meals are small but adequate. Or three, bare bones, meals are very small. Everyone stays hungry. Now, when I was a kid, I would change the pace to grueling and change the meals to bare bones just to be an asshole, just because I thought that was much more funny. And also, I'd spend all my time hunting for food anyway. I had more food than I could carry. But you know what? I'm going to let you guys, I'm going to go with filling just to get going here. Ooh, and there's eight. Talk to people. I don't know what happens if you hit that. I don't think I ever did that. Okay, a trader named Jim tells you, better take extra sets of clothing. Trade them to Indians for fresh vegetables, fish, or meat. It's well worth hiring an Indian guide at river crossings. Expect to pay them. They're sharp traders, not easily cheated. Fuck you, Jim. All right. So, let's hit the trail, bitches. All right. Here we go again. Okay. So from Independence, it's 102 miles to the Kansas River crossing. Here we go. So we got to go 102 miles. We are quickly walking. Oh, we're already halfway. Guys, this is not going to be bad. Look at that. We just went 102 miles. We are now at the Kansas River crossing. Would you like to look around? Sure. What the fuck? Wow, it's ugly as fuck. Looks real bad. Sunny, shitty, all that business. Let's continue. You must cross the river in order to continue. The river at this point is currently 636 feet across and 5.9 feet deep in the middle. Okay? It's warm. So here's the thing. We could attempt to ford the river. We could cock the wagon and float it across. Gross. Take a ferry across. Okay. So it's just like being in fucking the harbor. You can take a ferry whenever you want. Or we can wait to see if conditions improve. That's not happening. Five, get more information. The more information is to ford a river means to pull your wagon across a shallow part of the river with the oxen still attached. Okay. To cock the wagon means to seal it so that no water can get in. The wagon can then be floated across like a boat. Sounds pretty cool. To use a ferry, yeah, no shit. All right, I'm going to cock the wagon. If I have the option to cock, I'm cocking. So here we go. So we're floating. Things are looking good. We've left the opposite bank. We're in no man's land. We're almost there, guys. You had no trouble floating the wagon across. We did it. We made it. Unbelievable. All right. Well, now we've got another 83 miles to roll, you guys. We've only used 10 pounds of our food. It's been like 4 days, and we're halfway there. And we're there. You're now at the Big Blue River crossing. Would you like to look around? I bet it involves hearing some music. Let's see. Ooh. Now, this one actually shows the wagon and the oxen are, like, in the river already, walking through the river. So let's see what this tells us. You must cross the river. 246 feet across, 4.6 feet deep in the middle. Now, I don't know how tall an oxen is, but I think we could just fucking walk across, right? They're 4 feet tall. They gotta be taller than a third grader. So, guys, bad news. We're walking across. Here we go. We've left the bank. Moving slowly across. Oh, shit. Oh, Christ. The river is too deep. We lost a wagon axle, two of our wagon tongues, two of our three pounds of food, three oxen. Oh, Christ. Oh, and unfortunately, we've lost Martine. Martine, you drowned. I'm sorry. Jesus Christ, Martine slash Joshua has passed. Oh, God. On the plus, we made it across the river. This is for you, Martine. All right, we got 119 miles to Fort Kearney. Here we go. Oh, one of the oxen is injured. Fuck off. No shit, three of them are dead. I would think one of them would be pretty injured. Oh, here's a shitty little fort. You pass a gravesite. Would you like to look closer? Of course I would. Let's see what we've got here. Tombstone. This says, here lies Andy. Andy not capitalized. Pepperoni and cheese, spelled P-E-P-E-R-O-N-Y and C-H-E-A-S-E. This is the ugliest fucking grave I've ever seen in all of my life. I'm going to make sure I'm going to get a screen cap of this so you guys can all enjoy. Here is Andy, pepperoni and cheese. Am I the only one who's never heard of this shit? This fucking, here lies Andy, pepperoni and cheese. That's crazy. Sorry, this is taking me forever. I'm very slow. I'm very stupid. Okay, let's move on. We've seen the fucking grave. Seen this poorly developed grave. You find an abandoned wagon, but it is empty. Yeah, thanks for that, asshole. You're now at Fort Kearney. Would you like to look around? Yeah, I'd like to hear a song. What the hell? Ooh, there's like a bunch of cavalry guys. Fort Kearney's exciting, huh? Oh, let's see. So what would we like to do? We could keep going. Ooh, let's buy supplies. That's a new one. You know what? I'm afraid we might need some more oxen because we lost three. So I'm going to buy five. Also, we lost some wagon tongues, so I'm going to replace those, okay? Shit, okay. And then finally, you know what? We cannot replace Martine. You cannot replace human life, guys. That's lesson one we've learned from this Oregon Trail. It's a grueling pace. Let's talk to someone at the fort just to see what's going on around here. The scout tells you, the game is still plentiful around here, but getting harder to find. With so many overlanders, I don't expect it to last more than a few years. Folks shoot the game for sport, take a small piece, and then let the rest rot in the sun. Yeah, at this point I'm standing there scratching my head going, oh... Yeah, what assholes, thinking that is exactly what I'm about to do. All right, 250 miles to Chimney Rock, huh? Here we go. We can always hit return to size up the situation. Now, return is also enter. I don't know who decided that we needed all these different terms for the same shit, but I'm pretty sure, you know, return, why would return be a thing? Let's size up the situation, though, huh? And you know what, guys? After all this hard work, I think it's time for a number 8. Time to hunt for food. So here's what we do. We fire the rifle, we walk, and we shoot. Here we go. There is nothing to shoot. I'm walking. Oh, there's a rabbit. I missed him. Fuck. walking in circles. Squirrel just evaded me. Guys, we might be in trouble. I wonder if this keeps track of how many bullets I've shot. I've just been shooting this entire... Oh, there's a buffalo. I got him. And a rabbit. We're set. We're cool. This has been a good trip. All right, here we go. From the animals you shot, you got 917 pounds of meat. That should do us just fine. However, you're only able to carry 100 pounds back to the wagon. So that means 817 pounds remain. 8/9 of what we shot will be left to rot in the sun, as the scout put it. But fuck him. He's like 50 miles away, which might as well be a billion. So, back on the trail. Man, do we got a lot of food now. Kicking ass. Hey, we're at Chimney Rock. Would you like to look around? Fucking A, right? Well, Chimney Rock is just a big dildo coming out of the ground. Thank God we got there. Okay, let's continue. I don't know. I don't understand. I always thought 86 miles to Fort Laramie. What's funny about these graphics, I always thought these oxen, I guess they're wearing like a harness. I always just assumed they were wearing a bandana. I don't know why. I guess I thought an oxen was like a dog or something like that. And then now I realize, oh, that's like their thing that makes them go. Oh, to continue on your journey to Oregon, please flip the diskette to side 2. So now we have to flip to side 2 and then continue. So I don't know exactly how to do this, but I will try to attempt using this thing to do that. I think it worked. Because now we're at Fort Laramie, and would we like to look around? What do you say, guys? Oh my gosh, there's Indians and pioneers. It looks like an Indian is shooting a gun into the sky. Fort Laramie looks pretty awesome. Do we want to stop to rest? I don't think so. I don't think we've got time for that. Should we attempt to trade? I think so. What do we want to trade? No one wants to trade with you today. Well, fuck you, Fort Laramie. I got all this shit. I didn't buy all this shit for nothing, you fucks. Sorry, guys. No one wants your crap. Ooh, a Sioux brave tells us. The Pawnee are the mortal enemies of the Sioux. I would not hesitate to kill any Pawnee I met, but I have never killed a white man. All I ask from the white man is to leave me alone and to leave my buffalo alone. Yes. Well, good luck with the Pawnee. Bad news, I did kill a large buffalo and left almost all of it rotting in the grass. And someday we'll just eat burgers out of buffalo, and that's it. I don't know why it's like we have buffalo burgers all over the place, because that's like the cheapest form of just ground up crap. All right, back on the trail, you lazy bitches. I feel like we're doing quite well. 190 miles to Independence Rock. We've got the nice Purple Mountains Majesty in the background. I feel like the oxen are limping, but I don't know how to tell that. So maybe it's just my paranoia. Oh, this must be Independence Rock. It looks like just a half circle that's moving closer to us. Look at that. Would we like to look around? Well, I'll let you guess what I chose. Oh, some people graffitied this rock. Charlie Johnson Phillips and DeSmet. What the fuck kind of name is DeSmet? Oh, there's people here. Should we try to talk to them, see what they say? Big Louie? Louie Anderson.
Oh, goodbye, Plant River. Goodbye, Sandhills and White Buffalo Skulls. Now we climb the Sweetwater Valley to cross the Continental Divide at South Pass. Once again across the Rockies, we'll make a steep descent into the Great...
Fuck you. This is not information. He's just telling me where they're going. I don't give a shit about that. Think anyone wants to trade here? You meet another emigrant who wants one ox. He will trade you one set of clothing. Are you fucking kidding me? No. Now who doesn't want to trade, you bastards? Back on the trail. 102 miles to South Pass. 100 miles on the other side of Lonesome, huh? You guys are almost all... Martine, you died right away. I feel kind of bad about that. Oh, Nikki has measles. I spoke too soon. Oh, crap. Oh, crap. Travis has a broken arm. Ooh, these last couple days have gone badly. Not great. Health is poor. You are now at South Pass. Like to look around? Yeah, I'll give you guys your last day here. Oh, there's an Indian, nice Indian on a horse that we're talking to. Great. Oh, let's see. You know what? I think it's time to continue on the trail. I don't want to have you guys get used to, you know, the cushy life. Ah, the trail divides here. You may head for Green River Crossing or head for Fort Bridger. Or we can see the map. Let's see the map. Do you think there's music? Jesus Christ, we've gone halfway across the fucking country. I honestly thought this would take long enough that we'd have a radio show, but now I'm not so sure. Yeah, we're going down the river because I want to play a goddamn video game already. So we will head for the Green River Crossing. Thank you very much. Oh, it's only 57 miles. Shit. Uh-oh, here comes the river. The weather is rainy and cool, and health is poor. Would we like to look around? God damn, who took the time to do this bullshit? Well, let's see what we can do here. You must cross the river. The river is 403 feet across and 20.4 feet deep in the middle. All right. Let's get a little more information. Oh, that's the same information. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say that we can't ford this. It seems too deep. A ferry seems the safest. So we'll be caulking the wagon and floating it across. Like I said, once you go caulk, you can't go balk. Seems to be going well. We're almost there. Oh, God. Oh, you had no trouble floating the wagon across. Even with Travis's broken arm. 144 miles to Soda Springs. That sounds nice. Sprite time. Oh, wrong trail. Lose 4 days. Motherfucker. If I could make the pace excruciating, I would, to make up for those 4 days. Oh, my goodness. Katie has exhaustion. Damn it, Katie. Ooh, we found some wild fruit. That's nice. So now we have 109 pounds of food. Someone may need to do some hunting soon. Inadequate grass. This is bad. Very little water. But now we're at Soda Springs, so there's plenty of Dr. Pepper, I would assume. Oh, look, they're like partying in the springs. The mom is pulling up her skirt to get in. The daughter's looking pretty good. Everything's working out. All right, let's continue on. We need to hunt for some food, I think, again. I think we need to take another shot at this. 57 miles. Bad water. Eh, fuck off. All right, let's do some more hunting, huh? Well, there's a buffalo. Oh, that's a bear. Well, I got it. That's what's important. Not figuring out what it is. Just get it. Get him, kill him, done. That should be plenty. I'd like some more animal. Ooh, that was a fast bear. A fast bear just came running out. Ooh, I got a rabbit, too. That was necessary. Let's see. 133 pounds of meat. However, you're only able to carry 100 pounds back to the wagon. I'm noticing a pattern here. A bear is only 133 pounds? That must have been a little baby bear. It must have shot Brother Bear. That kind of sucks. Well, what are you going to do? I thought it was a fucking buffalo, for all I knew. All right, back on the trail. It's May. Inadequate grass. Yeah, no shit. I found some wild fruit. Why am I looking for wild fruit? I don't give a goddamn about wild fruit. We're at Fort Hall, guys. We've traveled 1,190 miles. I'd say this is going great. How about you? I'd say it's great. How about you? I'd say it's great. How about you? Da 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 da. You meet another immigrant who wants bullets. She will trade you one ox. Fuck you. That is not happening. No. You gotta be tough with these immigrants, goddammit, these bastards. What do the people at Fort Hall have to say? Fort Hall is a busy fort. The wide stretches of meadow grass here are just what our tired animals need. As for me, I'll fix up the wagon leaks. Amanda's real anxious to wash all the clothes and linens in one of those clear streams. See, I think this is the part that we were supposed to assume was learning. It's like, ah, things are busy. We have grass and laundry. Holy shit. You think you're fucking busy? Try having email, you bitch. All right, back on the trail. 182 miles to Snake River, which is the name of pretty much every river in the continental U.S., as far as I can tell. Doesn't seem like anyone came up with a different name. We got a lot of inadequate grass. Keep getting reminded of that. But hey, we're almost to the river. Very little water. I can see the river, though. Snaking. Bad water. Uh-oh. Very little water. Which is worse, bad or very little? We made it to the Snake River. Oh, God. Great Indian wisely pointing us across the river here. June 3rd. Well, let's see what we've got. Let's see about this river. The river is 1,000 feet across and 6 feet deep in the middle. Guys, I think we've had pretty good luck caulking the wagon. So let's do it. No need for a ferry. We're independent. All right, we're taking off in the river. Jesus Christ, this is a long river. Oh, shit! You had no trouble floating the wagon across. Guys, you are survivors. You're not going to give up. 114 miles. Oh, God, we only have 1 pound of food? Impassable trail, lose 8 days. Holy crap. All right, we need to get some food here. Somebody needs to hunt some food down. Now, I've been playing Gears of War for several days, so I would think that would have me ready. But this hunting doesn't involve, like, diving behind cover or anything. It's just shooting. Ooh, there was a... I got a fast bear, you guys. That's going to be a lot of good meat. I think the fast ones are the meatiest, as they're muscular. Our bear... I mean, that bear was probably... It was probably him or me, right? At that point? I don't think I could have done much but stop him. Same story. 100 pounds back to the wagon. Let's just re-hunt for food. Can we just hunt for food again? This is what I would do in school. I'm not kidding. Because I was like, oh, you can have a gun and walk around. This is great. So I would just stop and hunt for food and then, you know, get going and then hunt for food and just continually hunt for food until, you know, the class period was over. I mean, I didn't learn anything about Oregon. I shot a squirrel and a bear just now. This is all I did in school was guide this little shitty pixelated man around and see what variety of animals I could kill. I learned a lot, is what I'm telling you. But you know what? I'm doing this for you, you fucks. You guys that are still left alive in the wagon, that's the only reason I just shot a squirrel in the face. Okay, and blew apart his little squirrel body so that you could eat his tail. You could be going down the Oregon Trail in a wagon, just chewing that tail with the tail coming out of your mouth, and then you slurp it up like a spaghetti noodle. And it's just a squirrel's tail. I just shot like 3 deer and a bear. Deer do not weigh very much. That's disappointing. All right, let's get back on the trail. The grass looks green to me. 252 pounds of food, you fat fucks. I think we should be able to make it just fine. Okay? Almost there. We are at Fort Boise. So does that mean we're in Idaho? Let's see. Oh, there's a baby. There's an oxen laying off to the side like it's the manger scene. Lady looks a little Asian to me. See what the good word is around here on the trail. Jacob Hofstetter tells you, every night, even though I ache from the day's toils, my head is filled with dreams of the rich farmland of the Willamette Valley. I will build myself a fine, handsome homestead, and I'm certain I'll be rich within 5 years. 5 years is a pretty... People had fun dreams back then. It'll only take me 5 years of back-breaking labor, plus crossing the entire fucking country to be rich in a place that requires no money. Good thinking, Jacob, you bastard. All right, we're back on the trail. Headed to the Blue Mountains, 160 miles. That's nothing, you guys. That's like a tenth of what we've already done. Although your health is poor, still. Even though the weather's warm and we've got tons of food. I don't know. Wrong trail, lose 5 days. Motherfucker. I didn't remember that happening. No wonder I hated this game. You'd be trying to finish this game, too, like desperately going as fast as you could, because you only had a half hour to finish the entire game. Because you had one class, you know? So you'd be trying to get through. Blue Mountains. July 2nd. 2 days from Independence Day. You guys could stop and take a rest. Or we could continue on the trail. Here we go. But we're almost out of food. Now, the trail divides here. We can head for Fort Walla Walla or head for the Dulles. I remember something about the Dulles. Let's look at the map. Is this actually a geographical choice that we need to make? I don't understand that at all. Well, a smart man would remember. But I'm going to head for the fort. Seems to be a lot going on. Oh, it's only 55 miles. That's nothing. You make that on 60 pounds of food, right? We're already there. Ooh, heavy fog? Lose one day? Are you fucking shitting me? What are we going to do? Rear-end another goddamn wagon out on the road? Because its taillights were out? Fuck you, heavy fog. Here we go. There's the fort. Oof. Shithole. Wow. It's one of those great Indians who's wearing like a man's fancy hat while also having feathers sticking out of it. I hate that. Stupid asshole. Oh, let's see. Let's buy some food. All right, done. Let's get out of this store. Let's get back on the fucking trail. I think we're almost there, you guys. I hope that some of you die because I don't want to give away this many prizes. Now we got to go 120 miles to the Dulles, which is, I guess, where we were supposed to go from the beginning. I guess we detoured. That was dumb. You guys fucked me big time. But we did find some wild fruit. So I guess if... I don't even like fruit. If I found wild fruit, I'd be like, no thanks. Heavy fog again. Bad water. Hello, condense the water or the fog into water, and you're set. You want to look around? Of course I do. There's a guy rowing his wagon across the river. What an asshole. Ah, the trail divides here. You may float down the Columbia or take the Barlow Toll Road. Well, guys, we're floating this shit. I'll tell you that right now. Now it's the same asshole rowing his boat. Use the arrow keys to guide your fast raft through the rushing waters of the Columbia River. After passing the third direction sign, land your raft at the trail to the Willamette Valley. Sounds simple enough. The raft's just going on its own. Okay, there seems to be rocks very slowly moving up and down the river. This is the easiest thing I've ever done in my life. And I've been to college. I mean, this is bullshit. As an English major, this is the easiest thing I've ever done. These rocks are gigantic and very slow. Oh, it's speeding up. Now it's getting crazy. Wow, two rocks on screen at the same time. Amazing. I can't believe this was exciting when I was... This is, a testament to how boring school was. That this seemed like an incredible adventure. I was like, it was like I was there, you know, and there's no sound. It's just like a picture of a wagon going down the trail with what looks like little gray rabbits in the river that you have to avoid. That, you know, so far, I have to say, hitting them, you know, avoiding them has been easier than hitting them. If I was trying to hit them, I would have to work harder. I mean, there are barely any. There's like one on screen at a time, and that's it. And you just slowly edge across, and then you're out of the way. I think we're about to hit the third arrow. It was nice of someone to put arrows pointing downriver, which is hilarious, because it's like, well, where the fuck else was I going to go? Looks like this is the little pull-off here, as far as I can tell. I don't know if you can, like, miss the pull-off or something. I think we did it. One moment, please. The Willamette Valley, Oregon, July 12th, 1848. Congratulations! You made it to Oregon! Dun 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 dun! Let's see how many points you have received. 4 people in poor health. Well, fuck you guys. 1 wagon, 10 oxen, 6 sets of clothes, 1,944 bullets, and some food and cash. We got 1,508 points. To see if you qualify for the Oregon Top 10, please flip your diskette to side 1. Oh, God. Okay. Piece of shit. Did we make the Oregon Top 10? What do you think? Congratulations. Type your name as you would like to see it on the Oregon Top 10 list. Fuckface. Shit. Enter. And we are a greenhorn. Would you like to make any changes? Absolutely not. Thank you very much for asking, though. That's it. We made it. There's no victory tune or anything. That's the best we get is just like, hey, you made it. Now you're in the Oregon Top 10. Well, shit. I have to say I was not honestly expecting to have to come up with a prize for Nikki, Katie, Jane, and Travis. So that's 4. But I guess I'll do it. Martine, sorry to hear that you did not win a prize. However, being our only foreign listener, kind of glad. Didn't want to spend $80 to send you a shitty prize, given my druthers and all that good stuff. Well, everybody, I know that's a little short, but that's all I had for you today. I didn't really think of a lot of other activities because I thought that would be, everything we needed. But thanks for coming out today. Hope to see you soon. Don't forget to follow us at helpfulsnowman.com. Follow on Twitter and Facebook, too. That's where all that shit goes. I promise I use mine responsibly in a way that you'll enjoy. I wish you would all do the same. Make my life a little better. That's it. That's all I got. Thanks, everybody. When I close my eyes, I hear your name. When the wind's just right, setting the sun, it's gone once more. Each night is worse than the night before. I can't stand to leave you, I can't take.